right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the Mike, what'd you like to call this?
Balmar Boy.
Career suicide?
Yeah. I see. Dave, what island are you from?
I'm from Burlington Island. I live in Burlington Island.
Dave was born next to Cooper River.
Yeah, I was born on Burlington Island, and sometimes I go fishing on, sometimes I fish on Chester Island.
Yo, Chode.
Why you calling me Chode, dude? Like, what?
Hold on. Why's your girl keep falling out, Chode?
Dude, because I got it at the Berlin Mart. I mean, what do you, I don't have the kind of money to go to a doctor and get surgery. Dude, I'm making the kind of bank to go to a doctor and just get one put in normal, dude.
What's your favorite food, Chode?
Dude, so I go to Geno's and I'll get like, you know, I'll get like a steak. I'll get cheese. I'll get a whiz with.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I'll go to, you know, I'll go right across the way to Pat's and I'll get their cheese fries and their root beer.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about that? What do you like to do?
I see. Where you want to go on vacation, Chode?
I was thinking, like, maybe take the family to North Wildwood, you know, like, go on boardwalks and try to check out the rides. What do you think, dude?
Yeah.
What do you think about opening boxes, dude?
Maybe open that box.
Maybe crack it, like, nearly ASAP.
All right. The Balmar Boys are going to do a mystery tackle box. Unboxing Chodes. My favorite part of unbox. Brian said it's career suicide. Alright.
Or island voice.
Alright. I got one. Jay, pick one.
We're just island boys.
Alright. Pick one. Yeah. All right, John, this is how it goes. Show the bait. Tell them why you picked it. Tell them about the bait. Wow, look at this thing, dude.
Dead?
Wow.
I'd totally throw that on Broughton. I would use that on Broughton Island. You kidding me, dude?
Yo, Chode. You got to go with it, Chode. All right, what do you got, John? Talk about it.
Phoenix spinnerbait. Green pumpkin. Epic on the freaking Delaware River.
Hmm.
Really? Right.
Really good.
It's a good looking bait. All right, what we got here? We have a 13 fishing spin walker. Look at this. Bone colored walking bait with a prop in the body. Look at that.
Hi.
Yeah. Icy. What you got, Chode?
So I got this. I got this Excite crankbait. It's a shallow runner. Hang on. It runs probably like on a square bell. Runs maybe like about foot and a half. I like it for the river. What do you think, Ted?
I see.
I saved these other ones for Brian and Chalk Demon. I didn't know it was just us. I thought Chalk Demon was going to break one down. That's all right. I messed up. No, I don't have to. I just didn't. Here, throw that back over. So Brian likes to throw like the finesse baits, and he likes to throw the drop shots. I thought this Bondi Bait Company bait would work pretty good on a drop shot. What do you think, dude?
Let me see that.
Look at that.
Yo, Chode. That's
think?
Pretty nice,
on
Chode.
On the point on Chester Island?
A trailer.
Could be a trailer and a spinnerbait, Chode.
No, I got the best trailer for that, John McGraw. Talking about liking green on the river. Look at this, dude. How would that go on the Delaware River?
Nah.
On the back of his bait. Nah, dude. Matt Airy, pro, $1 million, just talking about that, and we were chalking him for it.
That looks good.
Powerbait Paul would like that, Chode.
Now all of a sudden it don't work. Matt Airy likes it.
Has anybody got the Philadelphia Eagles score?
Dude, you sounded like my accountant who lives in Fishtown, like totally hammered. He is, dude.
Fishtown.
A spiral staircase.
What do you got there? You guys got some baits up there?
No, he's got a spiral staircase. What are you talking about?
That actually looks good.
There's an, from an old Navy sub. He's got a spiral
right.
staircase going up to the basement.
That actually dude, looks really good, dude. Look at that.
Does.
Wow.
That's why I said, man, Harry talked that. Everybody was on him.
That and actually looks good.
I present it, and all of a sudden, it's no good. I mean,
That looks really good.
The hypocrisy here is amazing.
I can see that working, Dollar. Look at that. Water.
Not a water. Come
what
on.
What else you got?
How can on the spot, Paul, get water right, and you don't even do water right? We're talking about the Belmore.
Waters.
Right.
Well, I want to go get some Jeet.
So what are we doing? We're going to another break?
Hold on a second.
We're bringing somebody on. Somebody wants to talk questions. I'll answer a few.
Yeah, I just put the Zoom link up.
Right.
Somebody come on here and save us from Mike's turbo.
This was a bad idea.
I'm wondering if Glusek accelerated his COVID and maybe he's like on a respirator already.
Did you see the drool?
Yeah,
it was like a 3-foot drool coming from your lip.
You're gonna go live. Yeah, you're gonna go live on Pete's face and he's gonna have a respirator.
Pete bailed when he saw what we were doing.
He totally tapped out.
Yeah, he tapped out. And yeah. Becky, who was supposed to come back for this. Sent me a message. She's like,
yeah,
F you. Yeah,
I'm not coming back. Yeah. This is actually a good box, though, man.
Is it?
Like some of the stuff. Yeah, that's an interesting. You see that?
I've never seen that before. I can't get this off me.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. I actually like that.
Yeah.
Who makes that?
Yeah. 13 Fishing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jake, go get me a Snickers.
All right. Dave actually pulled something out here. Look at this. Flutter Magic Spoon.
What?
Yeah.
I remember catching pickerels with the red and white ones.
Look at this. Flutter Magic Spoon. I kind of like it.
Yeah, dude.
It's kind of cool looking.
You see that?
Oh, that's legit right there, man.
All right, Pete was supposed to give us the top five. What happened to that?
He texted it to me.
Oh, okay.
Would he bail?
Yeah.
He went Medford on you. You just left.
He went Medford. Straight out of
what
Medford.
Is up there?
Yeah, straight out of Medford. House husband named Glusek.
I drove by his house to get here. That's all I got to say.
Oh, my God. Straight out of Medford. House husband named Glusek.
I said hi, Shelly, off of 295. I said, whoa. Before you get COVID, come.
Take out the mic.
But you were fishing on the water.
All right, let's see what we got here. All right, this is Pete Glusek's official top five moments.
Hey.
From Ike Live.
Before you do that, I just want to give a shout-out to Becky, who's watching on Facebook. Becky, this little Snickers is just really hitting the spot right now.
It's fabulous. All right.
So I want to thank you
Becky Ikenawi?
Oh. Becky Ikenawi.
Are you giving her a shout-out for finger foods?
For a Snickers.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Becky.
All right, here's Pete Glusek's top five favorite Ike Live moments of 2021. Coming in at number five,
Dave,
Mark
not on the show.
Schaefer winning the Ike Foundation Celebrity Pro-Am. There you go.
Okay. I mean, I got to agree with that. One. I hope the respirator doesn't.
And the Vexus prop crushing the dock at the boat launch. I remember that in the morning. Do you remember that?
What was it?
There's this Vexus that launched in the morning. We were launching boats, and I guess the boater put his co-boat or his buddy in that didn't know how to use it. And the thing's like, back and like, you know, it came off the trailer, but it like had momentum, and it's like going back into one of those pilings, you know.
Oh.
And everybody sees it, like, hey, and the guy didn't know Doink. What to do, so he jumped down and started up the outboard just as he hit the piling.
Yeah.
Oh. And it was like it hit and then it went dunk 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 dunk.
Oh.
And everybody was just like, and it was like beautiful, gorgeous brand.
And the Peter named that as one of his top five live moments.
Number five. Schaefer winning and that happening.
Peter.
Yes.
How edgy of
that's
you.
That's a good one. Number four, and this is a good one, the remembering A-Mart, the A-Mart memorial show we had, which was a great one. Number three, Ike actually made his announcement that he announced he was going to announce years and years before.
Is that 3, 2, and 1?
That's funny. That's three. Number two, the return of Stormtrooper. Yeah, that's a good one.
No, I thought it would have been number one. Dave, not on the show ever.
And then number one is Ish's 2-minute appearance, then leaving his Zoom on by accident. then BTC deleting his contact info.
Pete.
Permanently.
Pete, let me tell you.
Wow. Guess, dude.
You know what, Pete?
I wish Pete brought that kind of stuff live.
Goodness.
He wanted to. He wanted to. He tried to get it in. He got random. Grab my phone.
So, like, my 4-year. No, because,
but Pete's got to be honest about himself. You know, like, that we feared that was going to be 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, he knows that. He knows he's long. You know, he's a very well thought out, long winded guy. Long tooth also.
He's an engineer, man. That's why.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah. Bridges ain't just across the way. Right? You know what I mean? Yeah.
I want
to. So when I don't show up next year at the first episode of Ike Live.
You might have to make it an annual appearance now.
Right? Are you guys going to say it's like top five is going to be McGraw?
Yeah, McGraw celebrating his birthday.
Five.
You ain't done nothing yet to make it.
Nah, you haven't angered drunk dad yet, dude.
Nah, he's got a rapless sweatshirt.
Nah, it's like, just because you showed up, don't put you on a goddamn. You do something.
Got the bazaar.
You ain't said nothing yet.
Yeah.
Get on the list.
Yeah.
All right.
Get on the list by saying something. I showed up. So
I haven't.
I feel better having
him here.
So do I. I love him here. But he don't get on the list.
I did want to
figure this out.
Real quick.
What is this? What is UNICEF?
Did you put the you have
just
it up
there.
I feel like
prizes.
This is all right.
I just want to say if anybody's still watching, and they probably aren't because of that
still
failed skit.
No, that skit wasn't bad.
We do have the Zoom.
No, it wasn't that
bad. It was pretty bad. We do have the Zoom number and code up. If you're interested tonight, you're watching, you want to get on the show, we're giving away some great prizes. Jake, you want to grab a few of those and show them to everybody? We've got some great shirt and hat combos we're giving away. So if you want to come on and you're actually a good guest and we decide to keep you on for a little bit.
Shoot them over here, man.
Well, you can already put one aside for Chris from New York. You know he's going to get one.
Yeah, Chris from New York's going
to
get one.
We're giving away Brian's Big Bash Dreams hat to Jake Haas.
Hell yeah. That's a good one.
Got an Ike Live hat.
Heck yeah.
With an MTB t-shirt.
MTB t-shirt, word.
You should sign that white part of that hat, Mike.
Let's all sign it.
Got another Ike Live hat.
Ike Live hat. With a Founder shirt.
Founder's t-shirt.
Word?
I would win that.
Yeah. That's a good one. And there's another one, too.
I don't have a Founder's t-shirt.
Founder's hat.
All day IPA hat with another Founder shirt.
Wow. Nice gifts.
I would wear
so
that.
So if you're watching, you want to chime in. While we're waiting, what was the Tom story? You got a call from Tom?
Yeah, so,
what
dude.
What the fuck is good? That?
Dude, how is there an insect?
No, it's a stink bug.
That's an alien.
No, it's a stink bug.
You punch them right out of the sky and make you feel quick.
It's a freaking drone.
Definitely make you. No, it is. So the deep state absolutely has insect-type drones that are designed.
No, get out of here.
Absolutely.
Drones the size of an insect?
They have drones this big that they can throw in the air and get forward reconnaissance on, dude.
What?
Yeah, I believe it. I believe that.
This big.
Man. Oh, no, no.
But anyway, so Tom called. I'm coming back from North Jersey. I'm in the Night at Stone. I'm coming back from Bound Brook on 287.
Yeah.
He called me that night, too. I couldn't take the call.
So he calls me and is like, look, dude, I'm like, you know, I got the boat. I'm about to go get tackle. I'm afraid if I reach out to McGraw, he's going to give me like $1 million worth of stuff, and I'm not even going to get out of plastics.
Oh,
you know how Tom delivers things.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, Tom, whatever you do in soft plastics, you need black, you need green.
Yeah.
I said, when you get to the hard baits and the spinner baits, you need a shad color and you need something chartreuse. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dude. Yeah.
Red in the spring. Got to put red in the spring.
Yeah.
It's always
but that's
what.
Then he starts talking about, like, when he talks to you, you, like, make him go and spend, like, $100 on just one thing, dude. He was terrified to get advice from you.
It's pretty funny.
Yo, we should send Tom some Tackle Warehouse gift cards that don't actually work.
I told him to come over to my house. Like, I
but
got stuff that
for
I,
context
you know.
For people, our friend Tom, guy we all grew up with, just recently went out and bought a brand new fully rigged boat.
Yeah.
He's got money. He's got money to burn. And
he's living off the government.
Yeah, like not living off the government. He earned his pension through the Coast Guard, and now he has like a contracting job with the with the Coast Guard. But so he was always the least equipped angler in our group. Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
His tackle bag was a Wawa bag that he
put
his sandwich
in.
He left at 18. Went into the military. We got to give him credit for that, right?
Yeah.
He served our country.
All right,
which
we don't
means
have to kill time anymore. Get
right,
to
I'm just saying.
Story. We got guests lined up.
Right, but that's how he actually.
And then he
got
went out and got
him.
A fully
he's
rigged
strong.
Boat, and now he's like buying rods and equipment, and it's like you
it's
know, you get
cool,
to steer
man.
Him along that
yeah.
way.
I like it
because I always wonder if all my shit burnt down, how I would restart.
Yeah.
No. I mean? You already know because you drove all the way. Now, for people listening, we live 8 hours from Lake Champlain. Dave loaded up his boat, maybe like packed the lunch, clothes, everything, maybe even had a companion with him, and went all the way to Lake Champlain without fishing rods.
Yeah,
what?
Dude,
I did that. I went all the way to the Potomac.
I got there and I didn't have
without
the rods.
Without any, John?
With no rods.
For a tournament.
For a freaking Potomac tournament, I got all the way down to Baltimore and realized I didn't have any rods in my boat.
Yeah.
And I freaking turned back around, right? Slept that night, because I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll get there at 7 in the morning, man.
But should the guy who didn't bring his boat keys to a tournament with me be talking about
me? Are you kidding
me,
dude? You drove to Champlain 7 hours.
I know, but I mean.
7 hours.
But are you qualified to make that rip?
I see.
I mean, we all make mistakes, but that's a big one, dude.
But I'm not allowed to make them?
Yeah.
But geography, that's all we're talking about.
All right, so we have Scott. Hold on a second.
All right.
Michael, welcome in. Steven. I think. Steven Scott. Scott Stevens.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Steven.
Oh, look at that.
Scott Stevens?
Steven Scott.
From the New Jersey Devils, defenseman. Yes.
Yes. How you doing tonight?
Really?
Yes.
Good, guys. Good. How are you?
Good. Well, okay. Where are you from? What's going on? What's happening?
I call it the Redneck Mecca. I'm from Memphis. You know, we got the Pyramid Bass Pro. So,
heck yeah.
You know.
Heck yeah.
Dude.
So we're just, man, the weather patterns down here, unseasonably warm today. We had snow Thursday. It was 50-something today. It was 75 last Saturday. So you can imagine trying to figure out where fish are is damn near impossible.
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's a couple.
It's changing.
Here's a couple things for you. First of all, did you know that that pyramid in Memphis, which is the Bass Pro Shops pyramid, it was actually not built for Bass Pro Shops. Bass Pro Shops bought the building. It's the second biggest pyramid in the world.
What?
Did you know that?
And it has It has the largest freestanding elevator in the United States.
Yes, sir. That's
really
very true.
Freestanding elevator.
Yep, in Memphis.
Holy shit.
In Memphis. And
that's some stuff.
The elevator's by Otis. Shout out to Otis.
Shout out to Dave Butenos Jr.
Right.
Yeah.
The other question
mechanic.
I had.
Good thing he's in New Jersey because that shit wouldn't work in fucking Tennessee.
It would. Here's the other question I had for you. Talk to me about the Asian carp, because the last time I fished, I actually fished in Memphis. I fished on the river. Dude, those Johns were jumping in the boat. They were everywhere. You'd go to start the outboard up and 50 of them would jump in the boat. What's going on with the Asian carp?
Well, all I know is if we get one, we're supposed to throw it on the bank and kill that, because they're so invasive. You know, they bring them in to fix something else, and now you just can't go anywhere without, you know, running into them. So,
yeah.
You know, a couple of the wardens that I've talked to are like, you know, if you catch one, kill it. We want them gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're very, very, very invasive. Crazy invasive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everywhere. Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
Wuhan. They call them Wuhan carp.
They do. Another big topic here, Elvis. Is Elvis still alive?
Depends on who you ask.
He'd have to be over 100 years old to be alive, man.
Would it be? Would it be 100?
Oh, man. Yeah.
The proper question would have been, did Elvis die when they said he died? That would have been the proper question.
Yeah. Because
he would have not definitely have aged out by now.
Yeah.
He would have?
Yeah.
He's up in
is
the
he in his
at least 90 something.
Yeah. Well, he could, but the potential there is still be alive though.
Not the way he lived.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
So in Tennessee, what is the rumor intel
was
about
yesterday.
Oh, really?
So what's
how old would he have been?
Shit, I can't even remember. You know, funny you should ask that. A lifelong Memphian, I live out in the suburbs. It was the country when my folks moved here because they were from the Tennessee River area. Pickwick, but I actually just built his new museum about 3 years ago.
So you're a carpenter?
I am a carpenter by trade, but my father said, you know, hey, you're an educated person. You need to be the boss. Don't work with your hands the rest of your life. So, my father's a carpenter. So, yeah, I was a project manager. The owner's rep, Elvis Presley Enterprises, hired us to manage it. So it was a $50 million project. And, you know, I'd never been to Graceland up until that point besides driving by it. It's not in the greatest of areas, you know. You don't stay down there after dark type thing.
Yeah.
But I was able, as we were building, able to sit in his cars because we were trying to get it open for his for the annual candlelight vigil we have every year. So, but it's amazing. Built a satellite studio in there, and just an amazing place. Before, it was like a strip mall with just a bunch of his shit in there. I mean, it was so tacky. Now you actually have a venue, a performance venue, a couple restaurants. Like I said, a Sirius XM satellite radio place in there just for his channel. So
cool.
Amazing. And I tell you, it's amazing how they've cataloged everything that he's ever owned. He had like, he has three or four warehouses. Well, I say he, Elvis Presley Enterprises, of just his stuff, and it's all cataloged.
Wow.
Dang. Hey, let me ask you something, my friend. If someone were going to defect to Tennessee, okay, and they want to be around people, not around any riffraff at all, and they wanted to go to an area that had a decent wrestling program, like wrestling, what would you recommend that person go to?
High school Nashville wrestling. Nashville suburbs.
It's called National.
Nashville suburbs.
Pretty much where you live now, except for in Nashville.
Yeah. We have a couple programs here, some private schools, but a lot of the stronger ones are from Middle and East Tennessee. And the further you go east, the more beautiful this state is. If you've ever visited,
holla.
Ike's been down.
Yeah, I just bought 20 acres in East Tennessee.
What?
Right outside Johnson City in Greenville.
Come in here swinging like that.
Smart man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
That's my retirement plan, is to move up that way and right either off there over into North Carolina.
Well,
so
towards think about it, dude, because some damn Yankees are already buying up land.
Yeah, hurry up. You got
to
go.
Well, you don't have to worry about me, man.
So how far out of Nashville, going east towards North Carolina, are you? Not too far away from cool stuff, but close enough. Like, you're not around no riffraff, but you're still around, like, people, taxpayers.
Well, you know, obviously
we
have
put the wig back on and say that
right there. So you've got a lot of affluent areas.
This makes it better.
But even Nashville, they've been building like crazy. They can't keep up with the demand.
Right.
So Nashville in itself is not terrible. I mean, unless you're into, you know, if you go down to the bar scene on Broadway and things like that. But you know, you could, you know, 30, 45 minutes and you've got all the land you can want. You're close enough to the city, but you've got that country lifestyle and things like that. So
30 minutes away from Nashville, I'm looking at like maybe like a graduating class of about 300-400 kids in high school is what you might be thinking.
Yeah, something
all
like
right.
that.
Got it. Thank you.
That 500 would be max.
All right. It's important. I never get to talk to him from Tennessee. I asked for Mike. I have one of his friends turn me into Arkansas. A guy never even called me back.
I gave you Kevin. I gave you Kevin.
And
Short's
Kevin
Short
blew me off. I sent him a question. The guy asked this young man.
You
who
asked
me
one question. You didn't even follow up.
He didn't even. How are you gonna follow up when he don't get back to you? It's
he didn't
stalking.
Get back to you? I thought
it's
he
called
did.
Stalking after that.
Nah, he's got to have some stick-to-itiveness.
Hold on, let me switch this out there. All right, now go ahead. I'm
all right, yeah, we got
questions.
We got two more callers. One already all dropped right out. Scott Stevens or Stephen Scott. You related to Michael Scott?
No.
All right. Well,
thanks for the Tennessee.
No, but guess what? Guess what? That great information.
Yes.
We need to get your info because you just won a prize. Jake, you got it?
All right.
Yes. Jake, love it.
Message you on Facebook.
I tell you what, guys, by the way, and I know you guys travel, especially Ike, obviously, on the road this year again.
Dave doesn't travel
and
anywhere.
Hopefully I'll run into you at Chick or Lake Fork because I usually go and I'll marshal one of the elite stops. So I was at Pickwick last year when we got flooded, so I got to hang out with Gerald and Brock Mosley while they were panicking trying to figure out where they're going to take their campers because it was about the flood at the Marlin.
Yeah.
But I went fishing. I had a blast. I went fishing, just bank fishing. And
caught the shit out of them.
Yep.
You're flipping park benches, man, right?
Yeah, I was on the boat. I only got to stay one day because it got delayed so much, and I was with Destin Demary and a nice young man up there from Erie.
Yeah, he's a Yankee.
Erie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's on the series this year, but super. I mean, I learned so much. You know, I figured out the difference between us guys. I try to fish 4 or 5 days a week.
Dang.
Damn.
You know, even if it's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And as long as I don't go to jail type thing.
Project manager money.
I look for open water anywhere I can because I've fished my whole life, but I never got serious until the last, 2.5, 3 years. And So I appreciate the Bass University and all the guys that are to give all that information because, you know, I eat it up, and as soon as I see something, I go try it. There's a lot of things I would never just go try.
Steve, I got a question for you, and this is extremely important to me. So you just jumped on here, and you have a headset with a microphone on it from your home.
I'm right with you.
And I can't get, you know, my co-host for the Bass University to get a headset with a microphone. We're going on a year and a half now.
Yeah.
So, Steve, just imagine if Justin Kimmel, Pete Glusick were standing in front of you. Could you give them a piece of advice on how to get a headset with a microphone?
Plead to Pete Glusick to get a headset.
Yeah, a solo cup and a...
You know what? Just go steal your kids if you... I've got
they know more than us.
I'm literally... Hey, honestly, guys, here, I'm going to move. I'm in my junior's room because he's in my office.
Heck yeah!
My college sophomore's home as well. So, you know, I told him, I said, get out. I'm going to use your room.
Right on.
But they have like four headsets. I said, well, give me the best one. I'm going on with some really important people.
One important person and his Klingons.
But now, I mean, they're not expensive. This one was not expensive. I mean, they have some. They're like $200.
You hear that, Pete?
This one.
Yeah, Glusek talks to us in like his truck stop sushi headset that he buys with like a little tiny nub on it.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. Well, that's
it. Hey, I know you got other guys. Real quick.
Later.
If you ever get down into Memphis and you want real barbecue, you know, you got to look me up because I will take you to the right places. We have some of the big places that are really good. Don't get me wrong, but I'll take you where you need to go.
All right. Well, if we don't get there, I'll send you my address and you can ship it up here.
Dry ice.
Hey, you know, I wouldn't do that. You know why? I can't stand reheated food like that.
I'll eat it cold.
I'll eat it cold the next day on
with
the boat.
With unwashed hands.
You got to remember, Brian's still stealing rolls out of Del Buno's trash can.
I'm not stealing them. They throw them out. They ain't stealing.
It's trash.
I'll tell you what, the Rendezvous is the big one that has ribs, and they do actually do the dry shipping and things like that. So they are good. I promise, that's on me. I'll take you to lunch, any of you.
Thank you, man.
Deal. Thank you, man.
That's fucking awesome.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Good talking to you. Have a good one.
You too. Good luck this year, Ike.
Thank you.
Good to meet you, Steve.
East Tennessee. All right.
All right. Is that on the checklist? Is that on the list or off the list?
We have been looking that way.
Yeah.
We have been. But we've really been – we've been almost northern central Tennessee is where we've been looking.
I'll be honest with you. Tennessee's really nice. I would agree. I would agree 100%. I like that area. I like where Ott lives near Knoxville is nice.
Yeah, I'm actually –
super nice there.
I'm about 45 minutes east of Knoxville.
Yeah.
Right? I'm helping my uncle out. He's living there, and I'm taking on the mortgage. Right? So that's my deal.
Cool.
Right? And so if it works out after I retire or whatever, we're going to go there.
I just felt like being in a well-regulated militia would work better in Arkansas than it would Tennessee.
Right.
I feel like there's too many people in Tennessee, not so many in Arkansas.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a great culture in Nashville, but right?
Sounds great.
Oh, we got another
creative.
We got the lead singer of.
I like the creative culture there.
System of a Down.
Heck yeah!
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah, we do.
Oh yeah!
Oh, Serge.
Serge Hankey and everybody.
Yeah, he needs a hat.
Serge,
wake up!
Welcome to Ike Live.
Put a little in the makeup.
I'm gonna use that color sometime in future artistry.
I definitely love the mauve.
I love it. How you doing tonight, man?
Doing good. You guys talking to me?
Yeah.
We're talking to you.
It's all you. We're talking to you. What do you got, a problem?
All right. Yo, it's an honor.
I'm a
big Ike Live fan. I've seen every single episode of Ike Live and listened to it on the podcast.
All right. First of all, give us your full name and where you're from.
Serge Tankian.
All right. This is Chris Ritchie from Durango, Colorado.
Heck yeah, dude.
How's the wildfires out there, man?
I'm a bassing guide on Navajo Lake. Fish and Fungi is my guide service. I also guide mushroom trips, wild mushroom trips.
Heck yeah.
And
I follow you on Instagram, Holmes.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome out here. It's a beautiful place.
Okay.
It's one of the premier mushroom hunting spots in the world.
Search
or All right. So stop right there. So this is great because this is the chance where I get to learn a little bit. Because I know of it, but I don't know the specifics, the details. Give me a little bit of that, because I don't know. Tell me. I come out with you. I want to get some mushrooms. Yeah. Tell me about it. What happens?
Yeah, we just take a little hike in the woods, and we pick a whole bunch of mushrooms. I tell you what they are and which ones you can eat. And,
yeah.
You know, which ones might hurt you.
Yeah.
But it's great. You know, every forest has its palette of mushrooms. So if you got some woods around you, go check it out. Go learn the mushrooms that live there.
Woods.
I love it.
So let me ask you, medicinally, and like, I guess medicinally in terms of immune, your immune system and boosting it, what mushroom would you say is most common in our country that is the best for your immune system?
Oh, that's a good question.
The easiest one is shiitake.
That's what I thought.
You know, that's in most grocery stores, and that one's got so many benefits. I really love lion's mane. If you like crab seafood, you know, lion's mane and oyster mushrooms are really great seafood substitute type, you know, and really good for you.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy. So, it's crazy. I want to know more about this stuff. You know, here's the thing. I feel like, Dave, I'm being honest here. If you were like dropped in the wilderness and you had nothing, you would do okay. I feel like if I was dropped in the wilderness, I'd be fucked instantly. Like if I had a fishing rod or something, I could catch fish or whatever. But I don't know a lot of that stuff that I need to know about survival and
what
basics.
You can eat.
I would love to know more about that. You know what I mean? Like that's a missing thing for me in my life. I want to know more about this, you know? I really do.
Well, come on out, man. I can teach you about mycology, and then we can go catch some big smallmouth in Navajo Lake. So much fun. And the state record largemouth lake is right down the road here, 12 and a half pounds, Colorado largemouth.
Wow.
So you're about northern Colorado then, right?
Southwest.
Southwest.
Right,
Southwest.
Four corners. Wow. Yeah, four corners.
Four corners, yeah.
Okay. Area.
Yeah.
So you're an OG Ike Live viewer, what was your favorite episode, if you can remember or think of one?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good question.
Yeah. You know, I love the Halloween episodes. I like when you guys get dressed up.
Yeah.
Psychedelics.
You know, there's so many. I love hearing the, like, you had one that was something like near-death stories or something.
Yeah.
That was way back, yeah.
You remember that one? Dude, those were hitting hard. I couldn't believe some of those stories.
I would love to do those every single show and not talk about fishing at all.
Ike Live is like survival school, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta watch Ike Live.
I would have a mushroom guru on for three straight hours
No, I'm serious, bro. We always talk about this. Yeah. We always talk about this, like to get away totally from fishing, totally.
Not totally, because... because my man Serge fishes.
Right.
We have that connection.
We never would have had him otherwise.
Yeah. Right. So we have that connection. So it's not totally away from
it. Right.
We're connected in that manner, then we expand outward of it.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
I'm happy to answer all your mycology questions you want, but I actually had a fishing question for you guys.
Hit it.
Which rod should I buy?
My buzz baits, they always turn up on the side. It doesn't matter what buzz bait, if it has a skirt, if it doesn't, what trailer, it doesn't matter. I try to tune it, and it always comes up on the side. It could be either side. Am I reeling too fast?
Explain your rig. What are you casting it on? What's your rig? Like, what's your rod, reel, and line?
Well, that's something I'm struggling with, because it seems like a lot of these buzz baits are too light. Like, why are they only a quarter or 3/8? You know, I feel like I can't get it out there.
But so what are you throwing it on?
I throw it on a spinning rod a lot. And, you know, like I love these Lunker Lure buzz baits, but I've tried them all, man. And I just feel like it's turned up on its side, man.
Yeah.
I still catch a lot of fish on it. But
the Lunker Lures do have a tendency to turn on their side. It's a great buzz bait, but they do like to roll.
They want to go slow?
Yeah,
on that slow roll.
They want to chop.
Yeah. Here's the thing though. When they turn, I mean, I've had them turn when the wires aren't in line. That wire, if it comes off to the left or right, it'll turn it. So you have to make sure that wire form is straight with the head. But the other thing, I got to tell you something. You ready? And Dave will probably be pissed at me for this. I hardly ever, 90% of the time, I hardly ever throw a buzzbait anymore with a skirt on it.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you.
Huh.
I don't. I believe it. I mean, if it's like that little eighth ounce, John, we throw, I leave the skirt on that. But quarter, 3/8, half ounce buzz bait, I'm throwing some. I tear the skirt off.
Rip that shit off.
And I'm throwing some kind of plastic. And the frogs, the nice thing about the frogs is that they're flat, right? So that flat frog helps it ride straight and doesn't turn.
Gets it on pad.
It gets it on pad real quick, and it runs true with the frog on it, you know?
I'm going to go to a Dean. I'm going to go out to a Pete Glusek. I was out on the water with him one day, right? And he has two different variations that he throws. He throws a big blade, a really big blade, right? And a lot of people don't talk about this, right? But then and a small blade, right, which is your normal blade, right? But the big blade actually allows you to actually turn the reel slower. And when you start moving that bait across the top of grass, it's you can actually fish slower, almost like you're flipping. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, that big blade, right? And the other thing that you want to do is turn out the wings on your on the blade itself, if you want to slow it down a little bit so it's not cupping so hard. Right. But the big blades, go get yourself a couple blades. You don't need a ton of them. You only need two or three. But those big blades are freaking cool.
Big blades are good.
They slow things down.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a mushroom? Is your buzzbait question satisfied?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let me ask you a mushroom question, because I think I know how you're going to answer, and I'm almost there. Do you feel, in terms of evolution and survivability on this planet as an organism, mushrooms are more advanced than we are and far more sustainable?
Well, yeah. It appears that the mushrooms came first. Like, they were the things most able to travel on meteorites and things like that, you know, and survive in any type of, you know. And it appears that, you know, we share quite a bit of DNA with them.
What?
You know, they're more closely related to the animals than the plants. The plants branched off somewhere, and we kind of stayed with that main line from the fungi. So,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. They
are the, you know, they get everything started, you know, in terms of turning, recycling carbon and getting the planet ready to grow other things.
And how they communicate with one another through earth roots and soil is rather fascinating.
Exactly.
Also, I find that the most fascinating, that they can, what we would call telepathically, that's how they can communicate to one another through other plants' roots in the system. I find that the most fascinating.
Yo, Ronnie.
About them.
But they're able to transport nutrient and water and all kinds of things across vast, you know, plots of land.
Yeah. I love it, dude.
Mushrooms are absolutely freaking amazing creatures. I mean, I wouldn't call it creatures, but organisms, right? They actually make up literally like 70% of the organic material, or something like 65% of the.
It's a high percentage.
It's absolutely ridiculous, right?
Yeah, you know, a great fisherman who really knows his mushrooms is Rick Klun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I'd love to have a conversation with him about that.
Klun.
Yeah, and his wife Melissa, they're really good mycologists. And
Power Bait Paul, look out!
It was an honor to fish against you, Mike, at the U.S. Open. I was just a co.
It was awesome.
But,
it was awesome experience.
Got to meet Rick there.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah, I'll be back out for that one. I'm like addicted to want to go keep going and win that one eventually.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Hey, we gotta do a celebratory shot. Tin cup shot to my man right here.
Yeah.
And this is to you, because you are the guest of the night with the mushroom speak.
And that hat.
And the hat.
I don't even know what's going on.
We're toasting to you.
This is our micro dose. This is our micro dose to you, man.
Micro dose of tin cup.
Yeah, we love you.
I didn't want to ask him an illicit.
Cheers.
Question, right?
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Ooh. I'll take one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Ooh.
My man.
Heck yeah! All right, Jake, did we get an address?
Do we have his contact?
We're gonna get it.
We're getting your contact info for sure. You won a prize. If we don't have another good guest come on tonight, we're giving you all of it, because you're the best guest in my opinion.
Guy before Memphis.
Yeah.
Fucking Elvis. Elvis. Yeah.
We got like a couple more.
We're 2 for 2 right now.
Yeah, between Elvis and the mushroom. I mean.
Fuck yeah.
Right. Elvis would have been 87 yesterday, just so you know. He wouldn't have been 100.
Elvis is already around.
With all
right, we got two more guests in the queue.
80-year-old dudes walking.
Let's get them. Yo, dude, thanks for calling in tonight, man.
Yeah, good call, bro.
Good to meet you.
Stevens, man.
I'd love to have a conversation with you at a bar.
Hey, real quick, what's your Instagram again?
It's Fish and Fungi.
Yeah.
All one word.
I'm looking at that right now. I'm following you right now.
Like, you've made my top five of someone I'd like to have a beer with at a bar while I have my rude friends interrupting my intelligent questions.
Stop.
I really would, man.
How dare you?
I would love to be enlightened by you.
He gets my top 10 creative.
Dave could use some time with you to get him off the damn internet and
I'm not
conspiracy
on the internet.
Sites. Well, stop it.
Come on out. You're retired, right, Dave?
No, I drive for UPS. I can't come out there.
We got 12 more years.
He can't even meet me at the lake, ever. We're working on it, man, but he needs
you. Come out here and go to our 1 acre of forest to try to find me one mushroom to choke on.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch out there. I've done Massachusetts, upstate New York.
Oh, tell me about upstate New York.
Yeah, because that ain't where we're at. But
no, I go up there. I go up there every year.
Yeah, damn right.
I go up there squatching at least once a year, dude.
Yeah, I learned a lot of mushrooms up there. Albany area and same thing in the islands, Massachusetts Islands, the vineyard and
What are your thoughts on Sasquatch, my friend? You're out there in the wild.
Right, yeah.
Hell yeah.
They eat mushrooms. If he's out there, he's eating mushrooms.
So you've never had an encounter while wandering the forest aimlessly?
Not of a Sasquatch. I mean, I've encountered a few other things, but
Dogman.
Right. Ask him if
UFOs. Any UFO sightings?
It's getting deep.
Yeah, no, I don't go down to Arizona very much. I think we're more in Arizona.
Arizona.
Huh?
New Mexico.
You ever see Rich Tobler naked, shriveled up somewhere?
Want to?
Yeah. I was just gonna ask him if he Doug sang, right? No, that's like a thing in the hills of like Kentucky, Tennessee. If you
hills
like
have eyes,
dig ginseng,
oh. Yeah,
if
Zang.
You dig sang.
No, I don't think he's Zang out in Colorado. Nah. A lot of...
No,
I'm guaranteeing my dad probably fucking my dad actually. Dung a lot of singing.
Really? Slinging sang.
Slinging sang.
All right, we got another guy on board here. We're gonna keep my man.
We're gonna add some.
We're gonna do some adding.
We're
keep mushrooms on tip. And
all right.
Who we got? Jake.
We got Kelly Noller.
Kelly, how you doing tonight? Kelly, welcome, Mike Live.
What's up?
Where you call from? Where you at tonight?
It's Pete's cousin.
Northern Missouri.
Northern Missouri.
I always like guys with the name Kelly. They always wear Jeff caps.
Yeah. You like John?
Do you know what a Jeff cap is, Kelly?
I have no idea.
So a Jeff cap, like picture like in old movies where like cab drivers wore that weird looking hat that kind of came over the front. Like, okay. You know what I mean? No, they're cool hats. Yeah. You have to have a certain swag.
It's like it's like a newsboy cap from like the 20s and 30s.
Dude,
like
my dad had like a jean Jeff cap.
Whoa.
And, like, he bought me one and insisted that, like, I would wear it. Like,
wow.
I'd come Jeff over there on the weekend,
joking,
dude. But it was a jean one. It had a pocket on it, dude. Like a tiny pocket. You could put maybe, like, a Hubba Bubba in there. Like,
all right, here's...
or a joint.
Let me tell you a thing about Northern Missouri, though. In Northern Missouri, people think, like, the weather's cold here, right? I'm like, where are you from? Ah, I'm from New Jersey. Oh, it must be cold there. It's freezing. I'm like...
fucking cold tonight.
Well, tonight it's cold, but I'm like, actually, it's not that bad in New Jersey most of the time.
It's like 20 out there right now.
But Northern Missouri, that's cold. You get cold weather there.
But cold.
Yeah. What is it right now?
Phone says 10.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Colder in Northern Missouri.
What the fuck?
Than it is in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's 17 right here.
That's what I'm saying.
I believe that. He's in the plains.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's
there's cool. No mountain freaking, like, fucking shit up.
Yeah, right. There's no building.
How many? Yeah. I gotta ask you another question. How many wiggle warts do you own?
Probably 10.
Bucks. Wow.
Okay.
You want to barter with them?
No.
Like, what are they worth to you? Like, that I can Allie could part with.
I love wiggle warts, man.
He could part with an entire garage
now,
for
but,
some of
but,
them.
But wait a minute. The question is,
I tell you what, Ike, you come and go fishing, And if we have a fish off,
yeah,
whoever has the biggest bass,
you're going to lose.
We'll make a pot, okay?
Oh.
And if you can beat me out of in my water,
oh,
then you can have them. How about that?
All right.
Now, Mike, as rare as wiggle warts are.
Old wiggle warts.
Now, old wiggle warts old in wiggle good warts. Condition.
Good condition.
Not some shit that bounced off the train trestle.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you go out to are they worth that much to you to go out to Missouri and put, like, a top-line Abu combo on the line for all his wiggle warts?
Oh, I would send – if they were good old wiggle warts, right? I'm just telling this right now. If they were good old wiggle warts, I would absolutely trade a rod and reel right now for 10 good old wiggle warts.
I'd break all these.
100%. Man. I would. Right now. Right now. I would.
On a shirt, probably.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't take the deal.
Yeah, don't take it.
Don't take
it. You could do better in the open market, buddy.
I know.
Ike's going to send you one of them white Abus
with a reel that you're not sure if it's got a fish on the other end or it's broke. No, I
wouldn't. Yeah, that's a Hollywood agent fucking deal right there, dude.
I wouldn't do it. But I'll tell you this, though. They do.
That would be a Hollywood agent deal right there.
Jake, this is a good question for you because you do a lot of buying and selling of tackle.
That's right.
You've had a lot of old stuff come your way, but the old wiggle warts, I watch them on eBay a lot. Dude, I'm talking 30, 50. I've seen them go for $80 to $100 in the right condition, in the right color. You know, like the wiggle wart
Shad
guys.
Shad print.
Yeah, dude, they know, like they know the numbers. It's like G5 crawl 928G fade it. You know, like they know all the crazy shit, you know, but dude, they're pricey. They're pricey,
no,
man.
But speaking of like antique and fishing, you got to check this out, man. This is probably my favorite.
Bring them on the way. You got to bring it up so we can see it.
Hold on, dude, because we got to get you on the
Brian Carpenter, can you zoom that in?
Yeah, zoom this in so we can see it.
They're working on it.
We about to.
Chalk Demon's got his fingers moving.
Can you see it?
He's bringing it in.
Look at them. Look at them old school boxes that lures came in.
Heck, yeah. Look at that.
Is that your glove box? Where are we at?
What are we looking at?
No, I'm on
my
RV.
It's like a Lance Camper.
Dude, he is in an RV.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, Lance Camper. Yeah.
I thought he was in a crawl space.
No.
That's dope, dude.
No.
Good for you, man. Go back to it, buddy. Go back to it. So,
yeah, please go back to your display, man.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Where did they come
from? You got Pawpaw, CB.
Any Lazy Ikes?
Lazy Ike.
He's on the couch.
No, I have a few of them.
Ignorant bastard.
Wow, man. I'm impressed, bro.
That's awesome.
Bomber.
Good job on these callers. Jesus.
Yeah, right?
Where did these come from?
They're just ones that I picked up. Some are from my
social expert.
My great-grandfather, my grandfather and father.
They're awesome, man.
Oh. Very nice,
yeah,
man.
Love them. Man.
That's crazy. I love that history, man, the old fishing stuff. I love seeing that, man. Very, very
absolutely,
cool.
Absolutely, man. That's what it's all about.
I appreciate your passion for it, dude.
Yeah,
that's
very cool, man.
Oh, you have no idea. Yeah, I'm like you. I'm always looking on eBay because you can come across some good old lures and stuff, and you know, stuff that I can hand down to my kids and take them fishing and, you know, tell them a story about it. Well,
yeah,
you know, your great granddad used this when I was your age, and you know, and went and you know, we caught a bunch of fish that day. And And, you know, just keep that going. Try to get these kids off the internet and get them butts out of the chair and outside.
Yeah, I know.
Hell yeah.
You know, but that's one thing that my boys enjoy. They enjoy getting on the boat with me and catching fish, and they love eating it too. So, you know, it's I can't fathom the youngsters nowadays that haven't been brought up in, I want to say, the old ways.
I agree,
That was one thing that, you know, we were taught when we were small, you know, and, you know, how to fish, how to fillet and cook. And, you know, it's just a lot of things that used to be have kind of gone by the wayside.
Well, how old are your boys?
He is 15 and the other one's 12.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Man, like all we can do is just teach our kids, right? I hear what you're saying, and you're right. But I mean, we could just pass it on to our kids, and you know, you can't fix the whole world, but you're right.
Brian, you said it best on all of our conversations. Like it either bites you or it doesn't.
Oh, as far
like,
as fishing goes?
Yeah, like my son could care less. Like right Same. Now he's having a sleepover and they're probably in the basement on the mats with the boxing gloves fighting. But they're not none of them care about going out and fishing or going out in the woods and walking around or anything like
That's
that.
Good
they're
because,
not bit by it.
Good because fishing sucks around here and we don't
no.
want to
lakes. You know what I'm saying, man.
No, like, I do. I honestly do. And neither of mine did. You know what I mean?
No, like, I know.
I thought my kids needed to fish and as a young dad and I learned that they didn't. You know, they just didn't take to it. You know, of course Mike's different. Like people always followed Mike.
But
and
look
of
how
course
far,
his, of course his son's gonna
But his
just
son's
follow.
Also out here where there's no one around. He don't have a kid's house to go to like
oh,
right
he does
there
live on a lake,
there,
but he is like Vegas is all in.
No, he's all bought in.
Yeah. He's Mike would be like, Yeah, screw that.
But I love the fact that Logan is a creative man and
well,
he's,
yeah, they,
he's
they found their own thing, right.
Yeah.
No,
you
I
know
don't
know
have any complaints.
Find it.
I got no complaints.
You know what I mean?
They found their own thing.
First chair on the bassoon, man. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's a creative, right? And
not complaining.
Me being the creative and understanding that and going back to something that you said to me years ago is like, basically you said that it's like, you told me, I can't even freaking.
What the fuck
we're
that?
Something I would have said.
Yeah, but no, basically Brian actually said years ago, right? And it was like, you know, he understood me more than anybody else years ago, right? And he said, it's like you're unassumed or less understood creative. And it got me to where I am today. So that being said, that's Brian nice. Actually has a great brain and he puts it in perspective.
Thanks, man.
He does have a good brain. That's, that's very nice, John.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
Fuck yeah, dude! Right?
I do want to,
and I wouldn't be where I'm at right now, right? Without, you know, understanding great people around me, right? So if you put Dave in perspective, right? He actually, you know, was very understanding. Mike, very like career driven.
Dave chopping trolling motors down to 3 inches.
But no. Dude, the five guys that are in our crew.
For real.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I got a couple other guys too that in the years, right? But Brian understood that creatives, you know, need push, right? Mike is one of those guys that is like a really good striver for excellence. Yeah. And I need like he's like the Michael Jordan of bass fishing.
It's strive, dude.
Yeah,
and it's like I compare Mike to like Britney Spears or Madonna, right?
No, you couldn't.
No, seriously.
I'm
listen,
crazy.
Neither one of them could sing
He's
a fucking lick, right?
I cry.
Neither one of them could sing.
I dance weird.
But they both dominate it,
right? No, I look at Mike and work Mike, harder than anybody else.
Exactly,
like Michael
just
Jordan.
Determination,
right?
He's got the Britney Spears haircut going on right now.
That's so it's like, dude, I got to a point in my life where I'm really good at my career.
Our guests are like,
and
what
I'm really,
the fuck's going on?
Yeah, yeah. I have no idea. It's like that 4 hours kicked in, right? 7 minutes ago, right?
Yeah. And,
but you know,
this is why the office said we got to keep it 2 hours.
Yeah.
John McGraw, this is your life,
right? Life. But then we look at Pep, right? And he's a guy who freaking actually did a lot of great things, and I love you, Brian, for that one.
Now, Ike, I do have one.
Oh, thanks. A little interjection.
Yeah.
Have you signed? Okay, you've got to sign this, man. Now, check this out. Check this out. I don't know if you can see that.
We're going to bring you up on a big screen, buddy. Stand by.
I can't stand it.
Remember that shirt?
Stand by.
All right.
Bring it closer.
Closer.
Heck
yeah. That's a Toyota.
Heck yeah. I know that shirt.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's old school,
man. That's a Yamaha
man.
One. That's a Yamaha one.
That is.
Wow.
Look at you, dude. You're
Where'd you find that thing at?
Actually, I think this is one I found off of eBay, for real.
Wow! That's crazy old. That's awesome.
Isn't it? I love it, man.
Man, that's
cool.
We have
never had back-to-back callers that I would want to have a beer with.
I know. I know.
Right?
This dude's awesome.
I want to go, like, microdose with the Colorado guy and fucking have a beer. Right? And I want to have Rick Klun actually sit there with me and friggin', like, talk about.
You want to pontificate life in a lean-to with up in Colorado.
On a teepee.
On a teepee, yeah. No,
but talk about how like, Custer friggin' killed everybody. You know?
Custer!
You know, it was like a downturn of everything.
All right, hold on. Everybody, let's bring back in with the Bass Fishing Podcast we're doing right here. And we got one more guest jumping in. Who we got here, Jake?
Looks like Kevin Short's brother.
Kevin?
Heck yeah.
Dr. Short.
Has he got glasses on?
Unmute.
Dr. Short.
I didn't think he's talking.
You mute it, Ronnie.
I think he's just doing abstract art.
Ain't there nothing wrong with that.
Give us a name.
Oh, just mute it. Jake, work on that.
There was no way we were going to get three.
No, I was going to say, we got two good ones. I was going to say, somewhere in that conversation.
We're not dead yet, but go ahead.
Let me tell you this. Somewhere in that conversation, I can't remember who said it, they're talking about cleaning fish. So I caught trout on New Year's Day in Vegas. On New Year's Day.
On New Year's Eve.
They celebrate New Year's Eve on New Year's Day.
Yeah. On New Year's Day is when I caught the trout.
It's freaking strong.
And, dude, me and Vegas cleaned them. And so I taught Vegas how to clean the trout. So it was cool. So we're freaking gutting these trout, and we checked the stomach contents of all of them just because it's, like, fun.
Oh, the pellets.
Dude, every one of them had rocks. So this time of the year, they're, like, picking up stuff on the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's like little gravel, dude. And so their stomachs loaded with gravel, and then occasionally there'd be, like, a bug or, like, a nymph. And then, like, but the whole stomach...
What a miserable
life. Gravel, dude. It's like actual like rocks from the bottom of the stream. Poor and they're able to pass that. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's super crazy,
evolutionary,
man.
Bro.
Yeah. They all had roe, too. They were all females. Everyone we caught. We had brown trout and rainbow trout, and they were all females.
How'd you cook them?
Jake, do we got a name on the new caller?
Rizio. Panko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, caller. Are you, buddy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, all right. Let's go.
We got him.
We see his face.
Highlight that one, Jakey.
Give us a name.
Jim Harden.
Hey, Jim. How you doing tonight? Where are you from?
Right now, I'm at Lake of the Ozarks.
Lake of the Ozarks. Heck yeah.
All right.
Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Is that where you're from? You're from around there?
From Branson, Table Rock Lake.
Branson, Missouri. All right.
All right, how many wiggle warts you have you want to give me? I'm serious.
I see you got Pete's headset.
All right, so...
did it freeze up?
Now we're good.
Go ahead.
What's your name again, ma'am?
Jim Harding.
Jim Harding. All right. How you doing, Jim? Yeah. All right. We lost that last bit, Ben.
It's good to see you guys, and thanks for the entertainment.
Uh-huh. Oh, heck yeah.
Thanks for coming
awesome.
On, Jim.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on. How's the fishing?
It's real good. Lake the Ozarks is good. It has its days, and it's been catching a lot of big bass, and then the area rivers are real good right now.
So the show Ozark, is that like kind of indicative of where you live?
A lot of people ask that, but if you get in the hills around here, I'm sure you can find some of it.
Bri, is the Jersey Shore show indicative of where you live?
So
no, but indicative of the Jersey Shore, which is an hour away. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Depends what part of the Jersey Shore, though. It's indicative of Wildwood, but it's not indicative of Stone Harbor or indicative of...
It's all decorative. It's all decorative. Fuck the Jersey Shore, dude.
Nah, Jersey Shore's great.
No, it's not.
I like
Jersey
Shore.
No, it absolutely blows.
No, it's terrible.
It's terrible. No, it's terrible.
What's wrong with it?
It's the worst.
Everybody from Montreal to Philadelphia goes to the Jersey Shore and F them all.
Nah.
It sucks. Dave, how's the Jersey Shore, bro?
You're lumping them too many people together there.
Good Ocean City, it's all
right. That's what I mean. You're lumping too many people together.
It's just, you know.
So what's your favorite
play
bait,
the
Jim?
Odds. You play the odds. And do you really hold on a second, John.
So before COVID.
I'm in the middle of something here. So how often do you want to go? No, not your wife or your kids say we have to go to Jersey. How often do you want to go to the Jersey Shore?
Well.
Okay, never. Same here.
Well, no. But hey, let me tell you this, though. Last year and this year, I was dumbfounded. I would use that word. By the fishing at the Jersey Shore. Inside, not outside.
I took the bayside. You saw the night I had.
Unbelievable.
Valdez put us on the shark bite.
In my opinion, like a huge kept secret that's, I don't think, secret anymore. But, dude, I've never seen anything like it. Like, I mean, flounder, striper, tog.
You saw the shark and
sheep's head.
Yeah. Dude, you got blasted all over the saltwater page, just so you know.
I know I did.
Did he?
I heard that.
Oh, yeah, they were like, oh, look at this rat boat down here fishing off of this pier. Oh, we all know where that's at. like burning down another one.
Oh, I know. I heard a lot of people were mad. Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Saltwater's worse than freshwater.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I believe it. It's bigger money.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's a lot bigger money.
I mean, like, the hate that he got for burning the Jersey Shore is worse than Keith burning Newton. You know what I mean? Keith Cowan, that is.
Keith Cowan burning Shaw's Mill.
All of it.
Dude, that's like Gloucester County freaking like inventing the world.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Do you
really
agree,
it?
My man? He agrees.
Yeah. Without a doubt, dude.
Yeah.
Like when 75% of the freaking Earth's I mean, is like water. And we were talking about
water.
Newton Creek.
Water.
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 Water. I didn't get it right.
So,
hey, Jim. Where'd Jim go?
He's there.
Man, I still got this wig on.
I took mine off.
I know. You got your face tattoo still.
That's all right. I'm going to ride home with it.
It looks
I'm
good.
Riding dirty.
I'm fresh out, man.
You going to wear it to get home to Mel?
Yes.
You should.
Fresh out of prison.
What the hell is she going to say when you walk in with a face tattoo?
What's up, lady?
What's up, lady? All right, yo, so let's just say that we've been at this for way too long. We're probably all going to get hollered at by the office.
Yeah. Yeah,
a bunch of people that never saw the show in their life. But we have four people here on the Zoom.
Yeah.
Another guy jumping in. Let's just thank everybody.
Yeah.
And
yeah. All right. Well, I do want to thank the callers. Thank you guys for calling in. We're going to get everybody a prize. If you make sure, please give your information. Send it to Jake somehow. We'll get you a prize. We'll get you some. We got some great stuff laying around.
Yeah.
We got jewelry with diamonds. Who knows?
Jewelry.
Dave's teeth.
We got grills. Jury. We got grills that have spittle in them. We'll
Jury.
Send you something. Got this really cool mustache comb that I've been using all night.
Hasn't been using on his balls at all.
No, nah, I didn't use it on mine. I used it on my mustache. Use it on my
Bring
balls.
Them all in, Jay.
Thank you guys for calling in. Appreciate that. And on top of that, Dave, I want to thank our guest tonight. We
I
had some
it.
Great guests.
Oh.
Of course, Power Bay Paul. We had
yes.
Matt Airy come on. And last but not least, the hit of the show tonight, Dem Belmar Boys, came on tonight on the show.
Yes, and they will never be back again.
They'll never be back.
Becky, if you're watching, which I know you're not, because you would never allow this shit to happen. Don't lie to me, Becky. You're not watching.
We got a better chance of seeing Lamont again, remember? What was that character? Yeah, we got a
Lamont.
Better chance of that. Remember that one?
No.
I'll tell you after.
Okay. Yeah, you know about
no,
Fred Sanford.
I forget the name.
It wasn't
dude.
Lamont. It
no.
was something else. It was something else.
Oh,
also, I want to thank Pete Glusick, was on the show with us tonight. John McGraw, happy birthday, John. Dave Brodzik in the house with us. Of
I'm
course, Jake and Brian DeCarpenter hold down the fort. I want to thank everybody for watching and tuning in tonight. Anybody know if the Eagles won, by the way?
No, I don't care. I don't want to know.
They're getting blown out 51-26.
Are they?
I want
to. Congratulations to Dallas for blowing the Eagles out.
Hey, congratulations if you wasted your time watching. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I really just want to talk to Mushroom Guy more.
I know. Dude. Well, we can kill the show and have have a Skype. Yeah, yeah. Right,
we got new Mushroom Guy just popped in.
I'm down.
New
Mushroom Guy. Oh, heck yeah.
Look at him.
Heck yeah. All over the place.
What is he falling on?
All right, cool. Well, it was a good show, Brad. What do you think?
Yeah.
Cool.
I love
it. I agree.
All right.
We got anything to roll out to, Jake?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to give away a prize. Hold on. We got to give away this.
Who got the mystery?
We have a Facebook like and share contest that we did all night, and hopefully you participate in that. And our winner of the Facebook like and share contest is
Greg Lyko from South Carolina.
Greg Lyko, congratulations. You are our Facebook like and share
winner.
Not
Chris from New York.
Yep. How many times?
Wait, hold on. My homeboy's got some dogs. Highlight that, Jake. We got dogs.
What, like hot dogs?
No. Yeah.
Oh, that's Steve. No, that's not Steve.
No, they're German Shorthairs. Steve.
Oh.
The movie German Shorthairs. Right.
This is why the broads downstairs tell us to shut the show off.
Exactly. This is a good spin.
Who's the new guest?
That's a nice blade.
Wow.
Emmett Luck.
Emmett Luck.
Emmett.
Oh, okay.
Emmett Luck.
Yeah.
Emmett Luck.
Oh, is that Emmett Luck?
That dog's eating some flea collars on that one dog. Look at him scratching his face.
Dude, look at that
spinnerbait, right?
The wire's a little stiff, though, don't you think?
All right.
I like that.
Wire's
blade.
A bit stiff. I like the looks of it, but I think the wire's a little
can
stiff.
Can I see it?
On the river.
Yeah, feel that wire, though. Feels thick.
It's a river bait. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's a heavier bait with a smaller blade.
Mike? Say good night.
Pretty big.
You want to say goodbye to everybody?
No, I just did 20 times.
It is. Good night, guys. Thank you.